Auburn always be better than Illinois. Let's get this straight right now. Let's get this straight right now.
What was our record the last 2 years?
SEC. SEC.
Most devil, man. I mean, it's dope, you know, it's an honor, to be honest, you know. Yeah, it's just an honor, man, it's just an honor.
And, like, along with all your teammates, including you, how have you become a more complete DB this year?
You know, like, kind of self-explanatory, you know, my teammates made me better, man. You know, my coach put me in the right position to make plays, and, you know, my teammates trust me to go out there and be myself, so my teammates definitely made me better. What's going on?
How are you?
I'm all right today.
I apologize for my accent. I'm French.
All good.
There's always a play everyone remembers from Super Bowl. Are you ready to make that play this year?
Whatever the plays that come to me, I'm going to try to make those plays that come my way. I'm not trying to go out and make no crazy play, though.
Is something you dream about, like a pick six or something like that?
I mean, yeah, definitely. You know, have one of those plays on the stage like this, I mean, you can't ask for nothing better. But, you know, like I said, man, I'm just going to make the plays that come to me. You know, we're going to do our thing our own way, you know, like we continue to do all year. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm all right.
Yeah? How many questions have you gotten
this week? Yeah, I lost count. Yeah, I lost count.
Okay, well, I got an easy one for you.
All right. It means everything, you know. Like I said, we talked about it when we first got drafted together. We had a mission we set out, and I believe we completed it. Now we just got to go out there and finish this game, you know. Winning this game, we'll set it and submit. But like I said, we got a game to win. So.
Great. Second question. What's the craziest or weirdest thing this week that's on your schedule that fans might not know about?
I don't think nothing crazy or weird on the schedule, to be honest. But just the amount of media we had to do is just overly insane, I ain't gonna lie.
I'm done now. Thank you.
Hey. Don't attract no attention. I'd have had enough questions these last 2 days. Just let everybody else do their thing. I'm just here so I don't get fined. Man, you gotta watch out, man. Top three songs off the top of my head by a certain artist, or how we doing it? Wait, I don't know. I gotta go through my playlist. You know, it's really just be on shuffle. Like sometimes, you know, just not off the top of my head, but you know, I like to have that Michael Jackson playing for sure, though. Kind of all of them, but The Way You Make Me Feel, yeah, that for sure. Yeah, he went in on that. He went in on that one right though. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You welcome.
Who's the best at the shadow boxing?
Oh, you looking at him?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, he was all demurring. He was like, you know, everyone's got their own style.
Yeah, that's
too
true.
Soon to say who's best.
Nah. It's a minute already.
What makes you good?
You know, I just got everybody's number kind of for real, you know. When they play Lil Spoon, they be scared, you know, and I can feel it, you know what I'm saying? So I just get a good read on people. But, yeah, just go ask my teammates. They'll tell you who the boss in the building is. Yeah, they'll tell you.
They'll confirm it.
Matter of fact, go ask Derek Hall right now.
Really?
He right there, 5'8". Yeah.
Does everybody participate?
But, yeah, kind of everybody play.
Even Sam Darnold?
Sam play, too, a little bit.
Hey,
it depends on who he playing. I'm going to put it like that. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, everybody playing.
You started it.
That's a good question. That I don't know the answer to, but I don't know. Ever since we started playing it, it's just been addictive. Like, we just been playing it. Anytime we could play, we just play.
Do you play it away from, like, have you tried to teach, like, friends and family so they can play with you?
Yeah, me and my girlfriend start playing, you know. I beat her, though.
You're better than she is?
Yeah, of course.
If she beats you, does that make her the best? Because you're the best?
Not at all. You know, air champion got his losses, so you know what I'm saying? You know, everybody can't win all of them. Can't win all of them, but nah, she know what it is.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Is the Shadowboxing?
100%.
Even if you win the Super
Bowl? Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about that, too. But the Shadowboxing, because, you know, everybody like to lie about the record. You know, how many wins and how many losses they have. People like to lie, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but that Shadowboxing, because we do it so often, like, every chance we got, we literally just Shadowboxing before we came in here. So, it's like, that's literally all we do.
Who won right
now? Oh, yeah, D-Law and D-Hall was playing. You know, D-Hall got a shape back. That's why I say you really got to ask Hall. He'll tell you.
Who is your favorite cameraman and why is it third
go-to? I'm just here so I don't get fined. Alright. You gonna walk up over like that? He must ain't like my answer.
You make me not want to come over here. Are you actually just here so you don't get fined?
Both of them. But now I'm answering questions too, though. Yeah. Definitely. Got to shout out to my legends, you know.
Okay. Doc's open. Okay, so I know Drake May is hit eighth most in the league. Obviously, the defensive line's going after him. How does that change or affect your role in that secondary, tertiary?
We got to trust in our guys to get after the QB, you know. But one thing we're not going to take away from him is his ability to extend plays and, you know, make plays on the run. So, we got to account for that, too. He's a great player, man. You got a quarterback like that who can make all the throws, who can make the adjustments, you know, can extend plays. I mean, he everything you would want in a QB, so we got to get after him for sure.
It's a dark side. Where did the name even come from?
We kind of made it up ourselves, you know. Ooh. I see Hall shaking back right now. We shadow boxing on stage. You see what's going on. I see you, Hall. I see you, Hall. Shake back. but yeah, though.
The name, it's kind of like almost like a negative, the dark side. It's the bad side. Where does it come from? How do you guys originate that name?
You know, I think we started, like Ju said, man, we just started breaking down on names and stuff like that when Dark Side came up. And, you know, it just kind of fitted us, you know. And ever since then, we ran with it. So, I mean, that's us right there. You know, they had great players at all positions. We got great players at all positions, too. But they had their own thing. You know, they ran their own coverage. We run our own stuff. So, we got a lot of similarities, but we got a lot of differences as well, you know. And we're going to respect those guys for what they did, but we're making our own thing now. So.
Congratulations.
Devin, there's got to be a little bit of a swag, you know. I mean, if you're going to be compared to the Legion of Boom, the way you carry yourself at the cornerback position, safety, whatever, you got to have swag.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah. You got to have swag out there. You know, you play corner and DB in the league, man. You got to have some fun with it. Of course, you know, it's a competition game, man, especially the receivers in today's game. You know, once they make a play, they're going to let you know about it. And I think that's dope. You know what I'm saying? Don't take that away from the players out there. We'll let a play, you know, let the other team know about what they just did, you know. It's football at the end of the day, man. We competitive out here, so.
And also, just I want to ask you about just the mentality your defense has. It seems like you guys last 2 years kind of changed. You was a lot more physical. Things kind of clicked in the second half of the season. I think maybe you'd agree last year, and you've taken it kind of to another level. What do you think is the best thing about your defense? It seems like you guys are very, very connected.
Yeah, like I said, we're very connected. But I also think it's just a testament to Coach McDonald. Like I said, man, you know, he came in, he laid the foundation and structure out for us, and it's easy to believe in a guy like that when you see his body of work, man. He came in, he let us know what it was from day one. And you got to respect our coach for doing something like that. But, yeah, it's a lot of the players buying in and believing in what he's coaching. So.
And finally, just being here, man, just Super Bowl, just taking this all in, what are the feelings?
I mean, it's a great feeling. You know, it's a one of a kind, man. It's a dream come true, bro. You know, we always dreamed about it, being kids and stuff, playing on this level. And being able to be here today, man, it's just a one of a kind feeling. So.
The Seattle Seahawks are one of the team's most football teams in Spain. Do you have a message for all these followers that are following from that far away from Spain, following you and supporting you? A unique message.
We appreciate everything you guys do. Appreciate the love, man. And we're trying to go out here and win this game for y'all so we can celebrate in Spain as well. So.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
Do you guys kid them ever at all? You know, you're the OGs or unks or.
Oh, yeah. We definitely let them know about their age. You know, we call them old all the time, man. But, you know, they don't look like they old at all, man. So, like, they're regressing, you know. It seems like they just getting younger and younger, man. They out there playing. They playing their tails off, man. We couldn't ask for nothing more than that. So.
Is that a thing? You know, you think, boy, if those guys can hustle to the sidelines, everybody else should be
able. Oh, yeah, definitely. Like I said, man, we set a standard for ourselves back in OTA, and we hold each other to that standard no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah. I'm doing all right. You know, I'm chilling, baby.
Mike has said that, like, he'll listen to you, like, in installs or meetings. Like, if you suggest something, you know, he says it's been like that, honestly, since he got here. Why do you feel so comfortable from the jump? You know, speaking your mind, you know, as an install member, just giving you input on what you guys are doing out there on defense.
You know, like I said, man, when I got to the league, man, all my teammates allowed me to be myself. And, I think that was just one of the best things about it, so I was always going to continue to be myself. But like I said, man, it's easy to talk to Coach McDonald when you build a relationship like that, like the ones we have. And then he trusts me to actually speak up. You know, he don't want me to just sit in there and just not say anything. If the guys see it a different way and he see it a different way, we like to talk about it and come to a conclusion what we both agree on. So.
Does that mean something to you when you guys are defense that, like, your coach values, you know, you guys
exemplify? Yeah, it means a lot, man. It means our coach believes and trusts us. And he believes in everything that we do, and we believe in him, man. And like I said, when you got something like that, man, it's hard to beat him. So I'm excited as well, man. You know, like I said, man, it's a Super Bowl, but like I said, we don't let all the outside factors factor in. Like I said, we got a game to win. That's what we came here to do.
Last thing, Jax is up for Offensive Player of the Year. Tonight, they'll announce that the NFL honors. Who will be your case for number 11?
Come on, man. The case has already been made, man. It's just the decision that has to be made now. So, yes, sir. I mean, you know, he responded very well to that. You know, I mean, like I said, you make things happen in the heat of a game. You know, emotions get flared. But like I said, man, we was able to break him back down. We're all good, you know. You know, we got to be better than that. But like I said, man, you know, Reek made a great adjustment. He knew he did what we did was wrong. But we got a ball game to continue playing. Like I said, it was in the third quarter, man. We got a fourth quarter to go. Can't let one play beat you more than one. So you'd be all right. Like I said, man, you know, when you set a standard for yourselves and for the guys around you and we look each other in the eye and tell them this is what we're going to do, guys expect you to do exactly what you told them they were going to do. Like, and I think that's just a testament to that. Like I said, man, we're not afraid to look each other in the eye and tell us when we're wrong and tell us when we're right. And we don't bat an eye when a guy do that. So I think that's just accountability.
Thank you.